Welcome, Seekers of Wisdom, to another Library of Divine Echoes deep dive. In this sacred space, a journey begins into the profound mysteries that shape existence, seeking the whispers of truth in the grand symphony of the cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Little, and today the central theme is the enigmatic cosmic pendulum, a concept that, at first glance, might seem simple, yet reveals itself as a profound metaphor for universal laws and personal experience. The concept of the pendulum appears in diverse realms, hinting at its multifaceted nature. From scientific laboratories demonstrating the Earth's rotation to spiritual practices for divination and even as a philosophical principle governing the ebb and flow of life itself, the pendulum's presence is pervasive. The exploration today will delve into this concept in all its layers, from the tangible to the metaphysical, from the personal to the universal. The aim is to uncover how understanding the cosmic pendulum can offer clarity, balance, and a deeper sense of harmony in life, guiding individuals through the inevitable cycles of existence. To provide a foundational understanding of the cosmic pendulum and its various interpretations, consider the following perspectives that will be explored in depth. Aspects of the cosmic pendulum. 1. Crystal pendulum. Primary function or meaning. Intuitive tool. Personal guidance. Divination. Healing. Key application or realm. Spiritual practices. 2. Fu Cao pendulum. Primary function or meaning. Scientific demonstration of Earth's rotation. Universal mechanics. Key application or realm, physics, astronomy. 3. Principle of rhythm. Primary function or meaning, metaphysical law, universal cycles, ebb and flow, compensation. Key application or realm, hermetic philosophy, conscious living. This framework will serve as a guide as the discussion unfolds, revealing the intricate connections between these seemingly disparate interpretations. In the realm of spiritual practices, the crystal pendulum emerges as a revered tool offering insights, guidance, and clarity to seekers on their spiritual journey. This divination instrument typically comprises a weighted crystal, often faceted or polished, attached to a chain or cord. The crystals themselves, such as clear quartz, amethyst, rose quartz, or black tourmaline, are chosen for their unique energetic properties and distinct vibrations. For instance, a rose quartz pendulum might be chosen to address heart chakra blockages or questions about relationships, while black tourmaline offers grounding and protection against negative energy. At the heart of pendulum dowsing lies the power of intuition. As the pendulum sways, it is believed to tap into the intuitive realm, accessing the wisdom of the higher self and the collective unconscious. The subtle movements of the pendulum convey answers to questions, insights into situations, and guidance on matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. Beyond merely accessing internal wisdom, pendulums are also said to connect with spirit guides and the broader cosmos, aligning with an individual's intuitive insights and the energy fields around them. This connection can help harmonize the right and left sides of the brain, clearing negative energy and thought patterns that might obstruct clear answers. The practical applications of the crystal pendulum are diverse and profound. It serves as a versatile tool for personal guidance, helping individuals gain insights into personal matters, make decisions, and navigate life's challenges with clarity and confidence. Furthermore, it is employed in energy work, particularly for chakra balancing, where it assesses and balances the body's energy centers, promoting harmony, vitality, and well-being. The pendulum can also be used for space clearing, purifying stagnant or negative energy from living spaces, objects, or environments. In essence, it provides clear answers to difficult questions, enhancing intuition and boosting confidence in choices. Effective use of the pendulum requires specific preparation and mindful interpretation. Regular cleansing and charging are essential to maintain the pendulum's energetic integrity and vibrational clarity. Cleansing can involve placing it in sunlight, moonlight, or using cleansing herbs like sage, while charging involves infusing it with positive intentions, visualization, or placing it on a charging crystal. Before use, establishing a connection with the pendulum and setting clear intentions are crucial. Questions should be phrased clearly and concisely to elicit simple yes or no responses. A vital preliminary step is calibrating the pendulum by asking it to show its specific movement for yes and no responses. Traditionally, a back and forth swing indicates yes, side to side indicates no, and circular or elliptical movements may signify uncertainty or complexity, while stationary or erratic movements suggest resistance or conflicting energies. Beyond simple divination, the concept of pendulum alchemy emerges, representing a more advanced application. Developed by Eric Hunter, this system utilizes the pendulum not just to receive information, but to actively change, transform, or influence something for the highest good of all concerned. This practice moves beyond passive reception, suggesting that the pendulum, when wielded with pure intention, can participate in the co-creation of reality, shifting outcomes in a positive direction. The underlying principle is that the intention for the highest good of all acts as a fail-safe, distinguishing this practice from mere dowsing and ensuring beneficial results. This reveals a profound understanding. The crystal pendulum, rather than solely being a tool for divination, functions as a conduit for active co-creation with the universe. Its movements are not simply passive answers, they can be influenced by focused intention to shape reality. This implies a significant level of personal agency within the spiritual realm, suggesting that an individual's intuitive connection, amplified by the pendulum, can actively participate in the unfolding of reality, moving beyond merely observing or predicting it. This shifts the paradigm from simply foretelling destiny to actively co-creating it. The efficacy of pendulum use hinges on a harmonious integration of rational and intuitive faculties. Effective engagement requires both clear conscious intention and an openness to subconscious or universal wisdom. This means that true wisdom and effective action in the spiritual realm often arise from a balanced integration of the logical, intentional mind and the intuitive, receptive self. It is a dynamic interplay between directing energy through precise questioning and allowing information to flow through subtle, non-linear responses. This synthesis of conscious direction and intuitive reception is what unlocks the pendulum's full potential. The concept of the pendulum extends far beyond spiritual practices, deeply embedding itself within the scientific understanding of the cosmos and philosophical inquiries into existence. The scientific dance, Foucault's pendulum and cosmic clocks. One of the most iconic scientific manifestations is the Foucault pendulum, a simple yet profound device conceived by French physicist Léon Foucault to demonstrate Earth's rotation. This apparatus typically involves a long, heavy pendulum suspended from a high roof, whose plane of oscillation appears to change spontaneously as the Earth rotates beneath it over a 24-hour period. At the geographic north or south pole, the pendulum's plane of oscillation remains fixed relative to the distant masses of the universe, often approximated as fixed stars, while the Earth completes a full rotation underneath it in one sidereal day. Conversely, at the equator, a Foucault pendulum does not rotate, and at other latitudes, it rotates clockwise in the northern hemisphere at a rate that slows as it approaches the equator. This fixed plane of oscillation relative to distant celestial bodies approximates an inertial frame of reference, a concept historically debated in physics. This brings a philosophical interlude concerning the nature of space and motion. Isaac Newton proposed the existence of absolute space, an immovable reference frame independent of any material objects against which true motion occurs. However, later thinkers like Ernst Mach criticized this, arguing that motion should only be defined relative to other masses in the universe. General relativity offers a more nuanced view, suggesting that space-time itself can serve as a reference frame, with the pendulum's motion understood as relative to the curvature of space-time, which is influenced by nearby and distant masses. The Lenz-Thering effect, a prediction of general relativity, theorizes that massive rotating objects like Earth can slightly drag space-time, potentially affecting the pendulum's oscillation, though this effect is currently too small to be measured by a Foucault pendulum. Beyond Earth's rotation, the pendulum concept scales to the grandest cosmic dimensions. Research suggests that Kepler's planetary revolution periods and Newton's pendulum can, in fact, represent a perfect cosmic clock indicating the actual status of the expanding universe. This line of inquiry delves into fundamental questions about the origin of planetary systems shortly after the Big Bang and whether they formed under similar conditions to our solar system billions of years later. The dynamics of cosmic expansion are critical. If too large, no solar systems would form, and if too small, they would have originated only briefly after cosmic matter recombination. The conclusion drawn is that these laws indeed reflect changes in an expanding universe, acting as a cosmic tracer, unless Newton's gravitational constant, G, were to vary with the scale of the universe. This illustrates the pendulum. Whether a physical device or a metaphorical principle serves as a fundamental indicator of cosmic processes and the passage of time, showcasing both underlying order and inevitable change. From the precise rotation of Earth to the grand expansion of the universe, the pendulum embodies a consistent, predictable order within larger moving systems. It highlights that periodicity and measurable change are inherent to reality at all scales, reinforcing the notion that despite the vastness and apparent randomness of the cosmos, underlying mathematical and physical principles govern its evolution, making it, in a sense, a grand, predictable machine. The cosmic pendulum also resonates in philosophical thought, particularly in discussions of meaning and purpose in the universe. Cosmic nihilism, for instance, is the philosophical view that life and the universe ultimately lack purpose, meaning, or inherent value. This perspective often intertwines with the concept of entropy, a cornerstone of thermodynamics that measures disorder or randomness in a system. The second law of thermodynamics dictates that the total entropy of a closed system, such as the universe, always increases over time, leading eventually to heat death, a state of maximum entropy where everything is uniformly distributed and nothing can happen. From this viewpoint, the universe is uncaring because it lacks consciousness. It simply exists and follows the laws of physics. The absurd notion of Boltzmann brains, isolated brains spontaneously fluctuating into existence in a chaotic universe, serves as a humorous yet stark illustration of this cosmic indifference. In stark contrast to this scientific and philosophical indifference, humanity historically sought to impose grand narratives on the cosmos. One peculiar historical curiosity is the Welteislehre, or World Ice Theory, as discredited cosmological concept proposed by Austrian engineer Hans Horbiger. Horbiger claimed that ice was the basic substance of all cosmic processes, determining the entire development of the universe. His ideas purportedly originated from a vision in 1894, where he dreamt of a pendulum growing longer and longer until it broke, leading him to conclude that Newton's laws of gravity were incorrect beyond a certain distance. This pseudoscientific theory gained traction among certain groups, appealing to esoteric views and even finding favor among the Nazi elite as a Germanic alternative to mainstream science. It posited that Earth had several ice moons that were captured, spiraled inward, and disintegrated, causing cataclysmic events like the biblical flood and the destruction of Atlantis, with their debris forming geological strata. The contrasting views of cosmic nihilism, with its emphasis on the universe's indifference, and the Welteislehre, a human attempt to impose a grand, albeit flawed, cosmic narrative, highlighting humanity's deep-seated need to find meaning and patterns in the universe, even when faced with its apparent lack of inherent purpose. While scientific inquiry often reveals an objective, indifferent universe, the human mind inherently seeks patterns, meaning, and narratives to make sense of its place within it. The cosmic pendulum thus becomes a powerful symbol for both the objective rhythms of the universe and the subjective human impulse to interpret and find meaning within those rhythms, or even impose them where none exist. This demonstrates that humanity's drive to comprehend and contextualize its existence is a powerful, enduring force, regardless of the objective reality presented by scientific observation. Beyond its scientific and spiritual applications, the concept of the cosmic pendulum finds its most profound expression as a universal law, particularly within Hermetic philosophy. The Hermetic principle of rhythm, the heartbeat of existence. The principle of rhythm is one of the seven universal laws articulated in ancient Hermetic philosophy, notably in the Kabbalion. Its core tenet states, everything flows out and in, everything has its tides, all things rise and fall, the pendulum swing manifests in everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. This principle asserts that everything in the universe is in constant, measured motion, characterized by back and forth movements, an ebb and flow. This rhythmic pattern applies universally, from the grand cycles of suns and worlds to the subtle shifts in human mental states, and is recognized by modern science as a fundamental law governing material things. The principle of rhythm is not isolated, but deeply interconnected with other Hermetic principles, forming a holistic understanding of existence. It manifests between the two poles established by the principle of polarity, which posits that everything is dual, everything has poles, everything has its pair of opposites, like and unlike are the same, opposites are identical in nature but different in degree. The pendulum's swing is always between these two extremes, illustrating the inherent duality of reality. Furthermore, the principle of vibration, stating that nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates, underpins rhythm. The constant motion and changing frequencies of vibration naturally create the cyclical patterns observed in the universe. Lastly, the principle of cause and effect. Every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. Interacts with rhythm by suggesting that outcomes manifest cyclically. The law of rhythm describes the pattern or timing of these causes and effects, indicating that the consequences of actions unfold in rhythmic waves of growth and decline. The manifestations of this universal rhythm are evident in all aspects of life. Emotionally, individuals experience periods of enthusiasm, often followed by depression, or courage by fear, as rhythmic swings affect moods and feelings. In personal growth, cycles of growth, stagnation, and renewal are natural phases. Nature itself provides countless examples. The alternation of day and night, the changing seasons, the ocean tides, and the cycles of life and death. On a larger scale, societal cycles, such as the birth, growth, maturity, decadence, and eventual new birth of movements, philosophies, and nations, also demonstrate the pendulum's swing. Personal agency, the concept of neutralization and mastery. While the principle of rhythm is an immutable law that cannot be destroyed, Hermetic teachings emphasize that its effects can be escaped or managed through conscious effort. This is achieved through a process known as neutralization, which involves raising the ego or conscious awareness above the vibrations of the unconscious plane of mental activity. When this occurs, the negative swing of the pendulum does not manifest in conscious experience, and thus the individual remains unaffected. This is likened to rising above a thing and letting it pass beneath you. The Hermetic master, or advanced student, actively polarizes himself at the desired pole. Through an act of will, they refuse or deny the influence of the backward swing, allowing it to pass along the unconscious plane without disrupting their chosen mental state. This practice cultivates poise and mental firmness. Understanding this principle provides the key to the mastery of these rhythmic swings of feeling, enabling self-knowledge and preventing individuals from being carried away by the inevitable inflows and outflows of life. This demonstrates that understanding the law of rhythm provides a practical framework for navigating personal challenges, fostering emotional stability, and promoting spiritual growth by cultivating acceptance of change and balancing highs and lows. By internalizing that all things are cyclical, individuals can detach from the immediate emotional impact of a low, knowing a high will follow, or vice versa. This proactive mindset, rooted in acceptance, builds resilience, transforming a potentially daunting observation into an empowering tool for personal well-being and self-mastery. It shifts the focus from resisting change to harmonizing with it, a cornerstone of emotional intelligence and spiritual maturity. The interconnectedness of rhythm with polarity, vibration, and cause and effect reveals a holistic system where understanding one principle deepens the understanding and application of others, leading to greater personal agency and co-creation. These principles are not isolated rules, but form a synergistic framework to effectively neutralize the rhythmic swing, rhythm. One must understand the spectrum of opposites, polarity, and consciously shift their mental vibration, recognizing that this mental shift is a cause leading to a different effect, cause and effect. This integrated application is what allows for true self-mastery. This means that the cosmic pendulum, as the principle of rhythm, is not a standalone force, but operates with a larger intellectual cosmic design. By understanding and applying these interconnected laws, individuals can move from being passive recipients of life's swings to active participants who can consciously influence their experience and align with the universe's inherent harmony, elevating personal agency from mere reaction to conscious co-creation. Parallels with other spiritual traditions. The Hermetic principle of rhythm finds resonance in various other spiritual traditions, underscoring its universal truth. The Tao, Taoism. In Chinese philosophy, the Tao, translated as the Way, is the ultimate reality and guiding principle of the universe, embodying natural order and cosmic harmony. It is the source from which all things originate and to which they return, governing the flow of life in an interconnected and a dynamic way. A key concept in Taoism is Wu Wei, or non-action, which means acting without forceful effort, allowing events to unfold naturally and aligning with the inherent flow of life. This resonates deeply with the Hermetic idea of working with the rhythm of the universe rather than against it. The Tao also emphasizes simplicity, naturalness, and the balance of opposing forces like yin and yang, mirroring the Hermetic principle of polarity and its relationship to rhythm. New Thought Movement. The New Thought Movement, a 19th century American spiritual philosophy, shares significant commonalities with Hermetic principles. A core tenet of New Thought is that our mental states are carried forward into manifestation and become our experience in daily living. It emphasizes that right thinking has a healing effect and posits a belief in infinite intelligence, or God, as omnipresent and the source of all reality. This aligns with the Hermetic principle of mentalism, which states, "The all is mind, the universe is mental." Both traditions underscore the profound power of thoughts to influence reality, including an individual's experience of rhythmic swings, suggesting that by consciously shaping one's mental state, one can navigate the cycles of life with greater intentionality and positive outcome. As this exploration draws to a close, it becomes clear that the cosmic pendulum is far more than a simple device or singular concept. It is a profound metaphor that unifies the scientific precision of Earth's rotation and cosmic expansion with the intuitive wisdom of spiritual dowsing and the universal laws governing all existence. The core message that emerges is that life is inherently cyclical, a ceaseless dance between highs and lows, action and rest, growth and dissolution. The true power lies not in attempting to stop this inevitable swing, but in understanding its rhythm and learning to navigate it with grace, awareness, and conscious intention. Now, let us move from intellectual understanding to embodied experience. It is time to integrate these profound concepts, to feel the rhythm of the cosmos within, and to embrace the inherent ability to harmonize with its flow. Find a comfortable position where deep relaxation and expanded awareness are possible. Close the eyes gently, or soften the gaze. Take a deep breath in, filling the lungs completely, and exhale slowly, releasing any tension. Feel the body settle, rooted and supported. Bring attention to the breath, observing its natural rhythm, the gentle inhale, the soft exhale. This is a personal rhythm, always present, always flowing. Now imagine a grand pendulum. See its steady, rhythmic swing. This pendulum represents the cycles of life, the ebb and flow of emotions, the rise and fall of thoughts, the periods of activity and rest, joy and challenge. Notice how it swings from one side to the other, a constant motion. Acknowledge any emotions or thoughts that arise. See them as part of the pendulum's natural arc. Perhaps a swing towards excitement is felt, or a gentle pull towards quiet reflection. Observe these movements without judgment, simply noticing their presence. Gently shift awareness from the swinging bob to the very point from which the pendulum is suspended. This is the fixed, unmoving center. This point represents inner stillness, conscious awareness, the silence within that is always present, regardless of the outer swings of life. Feel this deep, unwavering presence within. Even as the pendulum of experiences continues its dance, this center remains calm, stable, and spacious. Connection to this stillness is always available. From this place of inner stillness, observe the pendulum of life. Recognize that one is not merely on the pendulum, tossed by its swings. One is the conscious observer, connected to the stable point of suspension. Each time one consciously returns to this inner stillness, the consciousness muscle is strengthened. One becomes more adept at navigating life's rhythms, less prone to being overwhelmed by its highs and lows. Affirm to oneself, I am in harmony with the cosmic rhythm. I embrace the cycles of life with wisdom and grace. I am centered, resilient, and capable of navigating every swing with conscious awareness. Take one more deep breath, allowing these insights to settle within. Slowly bring awareness back to the body, to the room, and when ready, gently open the eyes. May the wisdom of the cosmic pendulum guide all in every moment, reminding of the inherent rhythm of existence and the power to dance harmoniously within it. Thank you for joining us on the Library of Divine Echoes. Until next time, may the journey be filled with clarity, balance, and profound peace.